Perfection did not set me down way back by the door. He said I was old and dead. He saw that I was poor. He must have been a Christian man. He said he told it through the crowded aisles of that grand church to find a pleasant view. You ought to have heard the singing white. It had the old-time ring. The preacher said with triumph voice, let all the people sing. I joined my feeble, trembling voice in that melodious choir and sang as in my youthful days. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. I tell you, wife, it did me good to sing that hymn once more. I felt like some wrecked mariner who gets a glimpse of shore. I almost want to lay aside this weather-beaten farm and anchor in the blessed port forever from the storm. Well, wife, the toil will soon be o'er, the victory soon be won. The shining land is just ahead, our race is almost run. We're nearing Canaan's happy shore, our home so bright and fair. Thank God we'll never sin again. There'll be no sorrow there. There'll be no sorrow there. No, no, there'll be no sorrow there. In heaven above, where all is love, there'll be no sorrow there. No, there'll be no sorrow there. There'll be no sorrow there. In heaven above, where all is love, there'll be no sorrow there. Well, how do you like that?
So, when are you and Anita coming down? You promised you'd come and spend the day with me, you remember? Now let me know. I want to know just when you're coming. Now be sure and let me hear, and I'll be looking for you. All right, goodbye. Oh, you know, come by and eat your chicken soup, like I told you to do. Well, when you all coming down again? Let me know. Let me know sometime. I want to know when you're coming. Be sure you come. I'll be looking for you. All right, goodbye.
Mom, I heard that piece that you sung, and Pop come in on the back of it, and I liked it very much. I thought you were in the front room here. I was in the kitchen there getting washed up, and I heard your voice, and I thought you were in the front room there. I'll be down, I guess, maybe Sunday afternoon if nothing happens. Well, Anita's going to say a few words now, and since everybody's singing tonight, I suppose that I better sing a little piece that I wrote myself called The Sinner's Doom. I'm only going to sing two verses of it tonight and the chorus. It has about five verses in all.
Hello, folks. You sure sounded good. Well, I guess we'll be down to see you Sunday. So long.
Well, here's that song that I told you I was going to sing. I'm just going to sing a few verses as I told you before. And if you like it well enough, I might sing some more sometime. It's called The Sinner's Doom. Too late, life's race is ended. Too late, your tears are all in vain. You took the broad way to destruction. Jesus shed his blood for you in vain. You've neglected your soul and God's salvation. Now in hell
corruption. You must reap forever what you sow. To be forgiven. Jesus shed his blood for you in vain. You've neglected your soul and God's salvation. Now in hell you must forever reign. Well, I hope you like it. Now leave these words, everyone, and hear this song. Be also ready for an hour when you think not, the Son of Man coming. So long.
Hello, Grandma, Grandpa. I'll be down to see you when Mom and Daddy come.
I just heard Miss Watson sing a piece, and it sounded so much like old Aunt Mary Ann. She used to sing for me so much. I did enjoy it.
Oh, Miss Watson, Mr. Watson, I just heard your song and liked it very well. Hey, seeing you soon. Linwood Watson.
This is Earl. I was certainly surprised to hear you and my daddy sing. Sounded good, but I was surprised to hear you both sing. And also her fellow. And Linwood Watson is over here, sitting here, and he enjoyed it. Leela and Elodie's here. And Mother, I don't know, I get home so late, I didn't get time to stop by and get that chicken soup. But I'll be by sometime later, and maybe I can get down this Sunday, as I got a man I think's going to help me with the chickens. So long.
Hey, Elizabeth, glad to hear you sing tonight. So thankful that you're well enough to sing. I'm glad to hear Elmer sing, too. Sounds very nice. The Thurlow's piece was grand, and I liked it very, very much. It makes me homesick to get to you. I crave to see you so often. I wish I was near you tonight. Goodbye. We're sitting here. Mr. Parsons here. Rose Marshall's here. Little Kenny's here. All in the room with us. We're all enjoying ourselves.
Hello, Miss Elmer. I've enjoyed your singing very much tonight. You and your wife, too. Glad you're well enough to sing. I wish you were here with us tonight. It's been a long time since I've seen you. This is Sam Poyton. I forgot that big dinner that we some years ago. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Elmer. This is Rose Marshall speaking. I just heard you sing and made me think of the old time when I used to hear you had a meeting on Clark Street. I wish you were there now. And I can't sing like you did, but here's a piece I used to say when I was sick so much. At a time when friends were distant from my side in time of need, though in spirit they were with me and a praying host indeed, my soul had need of one much closer who could come in nights like ours and stand beside my bed and tell me, I am him who hath all power. What have I to fear from Jesus, who the lover of my soul? He who could burst the grave asunder, he who death could not control. I too shall rise in some better morning in a world not made by man. When I awaken from my slumber, when King Jesus shall command, yet a while he's let me linger to be with those ones once again, and to feel the welcome pressure and the hand clasp of a friend. He bids me lend the helping hands and loving hearts to those in need, that I may prove myself to him and be his friend to them indeed. Goodbye.
Well, Mom and Pop, I first went to Thurlow's and wish you heard them speak and sing and so forth. And then I went from there to Earl and Elodie's, and they talked to you. Hope you enjoyed their conversation. I went from there to Aunt Mamie's. Uncle Kenny was to bed, and of course Aunt Mamie spoke, and Miss Parson, also Miss Marshall. And I left from there, and I'm now with Uncle Earl. Aunt Hal has gone to bed, but Uncle Earl was lying down on the couch here asleep when I came in. And he just sat up and listened to all the singing and talking, and I may be able to get him to say something before I leave. Well, Zippy, this is Earl talking now. I certainly enjoyed your singing. And Elmer's, I'd be glad to hear his voice, too. It certainly sounded like him. And old Thurlow, I didn't know he could sing as well as he does. I guess I'll have to kind of brush up on my singing and go to singing, too, so you can hear my voice. Of course, why I got false teeth, I don't think you can understand me. I talk fast. Goodbye.
This is Dennis speaking. That's Thurlow, Baldwin Father. Sing a little selection for you. I think I should sing one of my favorite hymns. The title is No One Ever Cared for Me Like Jesus. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
Floating down the stream of time, we have not long to stay. The stormy clouds of darkness will turn to brightest day. Then let us all take courage, for we are not left alone. For we are upon the lifeboat and on our journey home. Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trials will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we will meet someday upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather her jewels home.
This is Roy Watson, and I'm going to sing you a song entitled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins General has just stopped by to see me tonight. They're on their way home from Tillman. I wanted them to eat something with me, but they say they must be on their way. But they've just been playing some music you sang, and Benny, and Roy, and Elmer, and all of you, and we've enjoyed it a lot. I wish I could see and talk to you about Tillman, but she seems to be a little better today. And yesterday I heard from her, and a friend that went up to see her said she seemed to be stronger and didn't seem to be so short of breath yesterday. So I want to go up to see her sometime this week, and I'll try to write you. Goodbye. Thank you, Jane.
Zippy, this is Jane. I was so glad to hear you and Elmer sing. It made me think of old times when we used to be in the sitting room at home in our rocking chairs and sing, "Cheer my brother, cheer." I was so glad to hear you sing it again, and glad you're still praising God. We're all so glad to see Dee trusting in the Lord. I'm so glad to hear Mrs. Hester Watson. That seemed like old times, too, to hear her voice again. And my sister Mamie and Earl, oh, I was so glad to hear their voice. Well, I'll stop now because my speech will be too long. Goodbye.
Mother, take it. This is a different one, Mother.
If you are tired.